11th edition of the Big Bash, as we said, which gets underway this weekend as the Sydney Thunder commence their campaign on Monday when they host Brisbane Heat. Now, Jason Sager is a young batting prodigy, former Australian under-19s captain, will be padding up for the Thunder once again and is very kindly giving me some of his time this afternoon. G'day, Jase.
Hey, man, how are you?
Going very well. Hey, listen, before we talk shop, a couple of years back I was chatting to members of the Australian cricket team at their annual media event in Double Bay. I'm getting my morning coffee and there's a Randwick Petersham car downstairs. I go upstairs, I saw Randy. Pete's going, David Warner says, oh yeah, that's Jason Sager behind the wheel. I thought, you got the keys, you got to be a big dog at Randy Pete's, Jason.
Oh, mate. We've got a very good deal with Sutton City in over in Rosebery, so I want to thank them very much.
Oh, yeah, get a plug out.
I've got to, you know, credit where credit's due. They've been looking after me for a long time now, so they look after myself and Daniel Sands, who's also with the Thunder as well. So obviously myself and Sam's here with the Randy Pete. So if you see a Randy Pete from car driving around, it'll probably be either myself or Daniel Sams.
Yeah, well, Daniel Sams has played for Australia. He's probably got the upgrade package, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he's driving like the Maserati or the Ferrari now. I'm still with the Mitsubishi. So, yeah.
You shift your focus from Shield and Marsh Cup action to Big Bash 11. It's come around quickly. How are the preparations?
Every year, BBL, it comes around so fast. And this year is just like the same as any other season. You know, it only seems like a couple of months ago, we were still in the bubbles and we were mainly based down in Canberra. So, yeah, look, to be... obviously, we went through the preparations. Yesterday was a bit of our media day and all the content stuff. Today was our first proper day of training. It's really good. Like, It's nice to know that we have a very similar squad to last year. So when you always have the same group of guys, you kind of get used of how things work and what guys need to do in terms of being prepared for their first game. And obviously the chemistry is already there from the previous year. So look, it's always an exciting time of the year. I can't wait. It's always good fun. As you said, like our first game gets the Heat down in Canberra. So should be really good.
Well, you talked about pretty much having the same lineup. Of course, Callum Ferguson, we know, is retired. But your batting again looks strong, doesn't it? Sam Billings, Alex Ross, they add to the broad number of English players in the competition. You mentioned there Daniel Sams, Bed and Cutting, we know, can hit them too. I suppose it's good for you to have that competition.
Absolutely. I think you can learn a lot off of those guys as well. I think one thing our batting depth provides us is a lot of flexibility and a lot of adaptability, especially in that middle order role. I think even last year, you know, we had guys like Nathan McAndrew and Chris Green batting at like 8 and 9. Mm. And, you know, obviously we've seen what Chris Green can do at the back end of an innings. And now with the new power surge, it really suits our brand of cricket, knowing that we have a lot of power hitters towards the bottom of the batting order. And obviously you saw last year how destructive Ben Cutting and Daniel Sams can be, at 6 and 7 with the power surge. So, it's great. Like, our batting lineup's obviously very deep and it's very competitive. But, as any young guy, it's a good opportunity to sort of learn off those guys as well as, you know, your Alex Hales and Usman and the guys who bat up the top of the order as well.
Well, you mentioned there, Usman. I suppose one thing that you may not have thought too deeply about is going through the season largely without him, given his involvement now with the Test squad.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I think deep down, I think we were always sort of going to be a bit prepared with that. Like, Usman's been a world-class player for a long period of time, so it's no surprise that he's back in the Test arena where, you know, he absolutely belongs in that level, and he's shown, like, he averages be close to 40 in Test cricket and maybe even higher, especially Test cricket in Australia. So, look, it's a no-brainer why he's definitely, he's in that Test squad. And, you know, when guys like Usman are playing really well, it's very hard to keep them out of the Australian team, let alone the Australian squad. So I think deep down we always knew we were going to be prepared for someone like him to go. But, Yeah, look, obviously, I hope Uzi gets to play as much test cricket as he can, because I think he definitely deserves it.
I've always rated the Thunder's spin stocks over the years. You mentioned Chris Green, you had Fawad Ahmed previously, and now your namesake, Tanvir Sanger. 21 wickets last season, stepped up. We love bowlers that take the ball away from the right-hander. And then, you know, tell us about him. He seems to be thriving, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a very confident young man. You know, last year he really showed that he belongs at that level. And, you know, for a young guy to come in, especially as a spin bowler, let alone a leg spin bowler, it's really cool to see that we've got a nice little stock of young spinners coming through. And you'll see plenty more this year towards the back end of the Shield season and in the Marsh Cup of just how nice our young spin department is looking around Australia. But for Tanvir, like, he's done really well. He's a very confident young man, and he really works hard in his game. And you know, he loves being competitive. Whether I'm playing cards against him or he's bowling to me in the nets, he always wants to win, and he always loves a challenge. And I think that's why he was so successful last year in the BBL, is because, you know, he doesn't shy away from the big moments, and he always looks forward to those challenges. And he knows that, you know, last year he did really well, and he got 21 wickets, and he knows that this year maybe some batters might have different plans against him. And, you know, for him, it's just going to be another challenge. And knowing him for so long, like, I have no doubt that he's going to thrive under that pressure.
I asked Jack Edwards this question. I asked Josh Inglis this question about technique changes when you're alternating between red ball and white ball cricket. Do you do much to your batting technique, Jason, between the two formats?
I mean, I'd love to know what Josh and Jack said as well.
They said not much, funnily enough. A few little things, like where they sort of stand in the crease, things like that, but not a great deal.
Yeah, I think everyone's a little bit different. I've had this discussion with a lot of players, and I think the fundamentals of batting and the basics of batting will always stay the same. So I think in terms of the way you set up and the way, I guess, the art of batting will still stay the same. So you still need to have the basic fundamentals, and they always need to be correct. The only difference would really be, I guess, your shot selection, so where you're looking to hit the ball. And on top of that, it's, you know, obviously having a bit more of an aggressive mindset. But I think the main thing is the shot selection. And some people tend to, you know, maybe exaggerate a trigger movement a bit more. Some guys like to open the bat face a little bit more so they can hit certain parts of the ground. But I think the main blueprint of your batting and your technique doesn't necessarily have to change. I think it comes down to the shot selection on certain balls and how you can, you know, manipulate the field and hit pockets of the ground off certain deliveries.
Yeah, it's like shifting your focus, isn't it? With, I suppose, red ball cricket, you're looking to defend maybe half your deliveries, whereas in T20 you want to score off just about every ball. Your coach, Trevor Bayliss, he knows a thing or two about winning, doesn't he? Tell us about what he's brought to the squad. He's a fairly laid-back character, isn't he?
Yeah, TB's been really good. You know, the best thing about TB is he's obviously been a part of this setup, especially in terms of New South Wales cricket, for a long time. Yeah. So he knows the structure, he knows the environment. And I think it's really good to have someone that's been around the New South Wales system to go away. Obviously, he's done exceptionally well with England, and he's got World Cup experience. Now to come back home, he's obviously a Western Sydney man as well. So, you know, he's right in the heart of the Thunder Nation. So, like, it's fantastic. Like, I haven't had a lot of a chat with him yet. It's only been 2 days. We've been at the camp, but I have no doubt as the season goes on, I'll get to know more about TB. But he is very laid back, which is good, because in a competition where it can be very stressful, it's a lot of running around, you can be on the road for a long time, you know, you do need someone who can really sort of calm things out and be very level headed. And that's the vibe I'm sort of getting off TB. So I'm really looking forward to working with him.
Yeah, looking forward to watching you too. One more before I let you go. What do you make of all the rule changes? You mentioned the power surge. That seems to be the one that's really taken the X factor, and the others we see less so. And now we've got this new timed out rule this year where you've got 75 seconds to get out to the middle. Otherwise, the bowler gets a free crack.
Yeah, well, I actually thought the power surge was a really great idea for BBL. Yeah. As I said to you before, like, I think it really suited our batting lineup with such power hitters towards the back end of the innings. So for us, the power surge was really good last year. I think we scored a lot of runs in our power surge. The X factor is definitely a little bit different. It's probably taken myself a little while to get your head around it. The new timed out rule. Geez, it's definitely different. We had a little practice game. This was a while ago for New South Wales. We're playing at Pratton Park. It was a little red ball fixture, and I was going to walk out to bat, and I realized I had two of the same gloves on. So I ran back inside the sheds and got my other set of gloves, and Nathan Lyon was bowling up the other end, and he was telling me that the new rules for shield cricket were also having a timed out. So he was trying to convince the umpires to have a fresh shot at the stump. So someone like me, who probably takes a little while to get to the crease, I might need to start working on sprinting towards the wicket.
Yep, get on your skates. We're very much looking forward to that. The Thunder take on Brisbane Heat. That game, Mount Marnock arrival, Monday, 6th of December, 7:15 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Jason Sanger, thank you so much for your time. All the best for the upcoming season.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me. Cheers.